Anti-Constitutional Carry Study Assumes Gun Laws Stop Criminals. By A.W.R. Hawkins on November 18, 2023. A John Hopkins study critical of constitutional carry rests on the assumption that gun laws and/or regulations deter criminals from being armed in the commission of crimes. The study was conducted by researchers at the John Hopkins/Bloomberg School of Public Health Center for Gun Violence Solutions. Researchers began the presentation of their study by pointing to various means of concealed carry permit issuance, specifically may issue and shall issue, noting that a may issue scenario allows a local sheriff or other issuing authority the discretion to deny a concealed carry permit even if the applicant has no criminal record. On the other hand, in a shall issue state, the issuing authority must approve a concealed carry application if the applicant has no criminal or mental health history preventing issuance. The researchers note certain requirements/regulations tied to shall issue that they view in a positive light. Some states require applicants to undergo live firearm training, requiring a certain number of hours at a firing range and/or proficiency. For example, applicants must hit a designated target with 70% of their shots. These provisions ensure all CCW permit holders have demonstrated that they can safely discharge a gun prior to carrying a loaded handgun in public. Other shall issue states prohibit those with violent misdemeanor convictions from obtaining a CCW permit. The researchers then make the leap and, in the second paragraph of the study, reveal their belief that gun laws and/or regulations deter criminals from being armed. In the absence of a state law prohibiting the purchase or possession of guns by violent misdemeanants, these provisions serve as the only legal means from keeping previously dangerous individuals from carrying a loaded handgun in public spaces. There are immediate problems with the researchers' assumption. One such problem is that the state with the most stringent gun control, California, is also the state that had the most active shooter incidents in 2021. Moreover, it is the state in which over 17% of annual firearm deaths in the United States occur. Additionally, CNN noted that California had 4 mass shootings during 1 week in January 2023. The gun violence in California appears to counter John Hopkins researchers' assumption that gun laws deter criminals from using guns. Watch, A.W.R. Hawkins, Why Gun Control is Not the Solution to Mass Shootings. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio and a Turning Point USA ambassador. He was a visiting fellow at the Russell Kirk Center for Cultural Renewal in 2010, a speaker at the 2023 Western Conservative Summit, and he holds a PhD in military history, with a focus on the Vietnam War, Brown Water Navy, U.S. Navy since inception, the Civil War, and early modern Europe. Follow him on Instagram, @her_Hawkins. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/downrange. Reach him directly @her_Hawkins@Breitbart.com.